Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Friday, June 21st. June is Black Music Appreciation Month. Coming up, we'll hear a conversation with Reginald Lewis, a saxophonist and director of jazz at Illinois Wesleyan University, about what this month and jazz means to him. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. The heat wave over central Illinois will continue through Wednesday with high humidity and temperatures in the mid-90s. That's according to IPM meteorologist Andrew Pritchard.
Over the next 7 to 10 days, we will see a couple of cold fronts, if you want to call them that, swing through. They really kind of drop our humidity a little bit, especially the one that comes in late Saturday into Sunday. That could bring a round of showers and thunderstorms to east central Illinois late Saturday night into perhaps Sunday morning. That'll knock those high temperatures down to the maybe lower 90s on Sunday afternoon and Monday afternoon. And as we get into Tuesday and Wednesday, that's the next time we get our next front that starts to swing into the area. That's going to bring another chance of showers and thunderstorms to east central Illinois. And then as we get into the middle and late part of next week, we'll see a bigger drop in our humidity. At least that's what the forecast holds right now.
Illinois voters will not be asked this November whether abortion access should be enshrined in the state constitution. That's despite efforts from pro-abortion rights groups. Mawa Iqbal reports.
Protecting abortion in the Illinois Constitution was a campaign promise from Governor J.B. Pritzker 2 years ago. But here's what he said last month.
I think it's less important here than it is in other states that we pass a constitutional amendment.
Planned Parenthood CEO Jennifer Welch, however, says codifying abortion is a great idea.
It's the full range of sexual orientation, sexual and reproductive health care, all of the rights that are being called into question by this current ultra-conservative Supreme Court.
State lawmakers could take up the issue again this fall. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
The head of the Illinois Republican Party has announced his resignation just days after his vice chair was ousted. Alex Degman has more.
Don Tracy has led the party for more than 3 years. He said he'll resign effective July 19th after the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. In a letter, Tracy wrote that he had hoped to spend time fundraising and promoting party unity, but instead dealt with intra-party squabbles. Tom DeVore, a former GOP candidate for Illinois Attorney General, told social media followers that he doesn't buy it.
He's gaslighting you guys with this. He wasn't about party unity. He didn't care about party unity. He cared about him and his cronies being in charge of our party, and all you grassroots people could suck it. That's what Don thought.
The GOP currently holds no statewide office and is in the superminority in both chambers of the legislature. I'm Alex Degman.
Still to come, a conversation with Reginald Lewis, saxophonist and director of jazz at Illinois Wesleyan University, about what Black Music Appreciation Month and jazz means to him. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
Next time on The 21st Show, our Friday reporter roundtables. We'll hear about Planned Parenthood reopening in Peoria more than a year after it was firebombed, and talk about the resistance to a proposal to close, relocate, and/or rebuild two Illinois prisons. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. June is Black Music Appreciation Month. Reginald Lewis is a saxophonist and director of jazz at Illinois Wesleyan University. IPM's Kennedy Vincent talked with him about the role of jazz in music in 2024. But first, Lewis talked about what this month means to him.
Let me feel free and do what I want to do and make the sounds I want to make. And it's just speaking. When we improvise in jazz, we're telling a story all the time. When you write a song, you're telling a story. We may not have lyrics. We can make lyrics, but even the music that doesn't have lyrics, it's still telling a story. So it's, we're putting ourselves out there for people to listen to. Our voice is being listened to through these notes and rhythms and chords.
Do you feel like jazz is appreciated in 2024?
Haha. I will say some appreciate it more than others. You know, when I go to perform, there are certain audience members that come to every performance and, you know, they come support everybody, every jazz event. I do believe that it's appreciated, but not as much as, you know, the popular music is what we call it. Mm-hmm. but I appreciate it.
Yeah.
A lot.
That's what matters. Do you feel like there's a newfound age of jazz coming out, though?
Oh, yeah. Music is always progressing. And I'm like an older person. I like the bebop, Charlie Parker, Dexter Graham. But the music is evolving into new people. You got new artists coming out with new music. Like my friend Arnetta Johnson, but she got this thing, Disruptive Jazz. She has an album out on Apple Music. You know, just people taking this music to greater heights and new things like this happening. Emmanuel Wilkins, another one from Philadelphia. That's all I can think of right now off the top of my head. But yeah, the music is just, it's evolving always.
You know, who might not know sampling or how much it's coming into play even more nowadays. Mm-hmm. Can you kind of talk about that and maybe the history a little bit, if you can, your knowledge?
What I know is like whoever make the beats, they'll, mm-hmm. they will hear something that they like, mm-hmm. and either speed it up, slow it down, take a snippet of it, put it in and like redo it over and over again. So some examples, one that I can probably relate to people that might be listening is so we have Ariana Grande, she got her song, My Seven Little Things.
Yeah. Breakfast at Tiffany's and bottles of bubbles. Girls with tattoos who like getting in trouble. Lashes and diamonds, ATM machines. Buy myself all of my favorite things.
Then John Coltrane had a famous recording of My Favorite Things. Which Ariana Grande, like, she changed the words, but it's still the same pitches and everything. And then even before that, it was in a movie. It's just, like you said, it is funny when kids be like, oh, I like this song, but I'm like, we was listening to that 13 years ago. You know, you sampled it from 13 years ago. And even, you know, even Ariana Grande, like, in my jazz history course, I had to relate popular music to the jazz. So when I said, y'all know this song, Ariana Grande, they're like, yeah, we know this. I was like, you know where she got it from? It's like she made it herself. I was like, no. It's always funny explaining to them, like, and showing them that, like, you know, it's been sampled because it's jazz history.
That was saxophonist Reginald Lewis talking with IPM's Kennedy Vincent. His complete interview will air on Dialogue tomorrow at 11 a.m. on FM 101.1 Illinois Soul. Lewis will also talk about how he learned to play jazz from a close relative and how he ended up in a movie about James Brown. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be sunny with a high of 94 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Andrew Pritchard, Mawa Iqbal, Alex Degman, and Kennedy Vincent. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday.